Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blake Stein. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ener Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is hit by the pitch. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to third. Cora moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton scores. Cora scores. Justice moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive beyond short. Bornegal can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Justice moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Justice scores. Ramirez moves to third. Fryman moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez scores. Freeman scores. Giles moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Sexton moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Mike Moeller now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Sexton moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague juggles the ball. That's an error on Sprague. Sexton scores. Diaz moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Diaz scores. Lofton scores. Cora moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sprague hits a pop-up towards first. Sexton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spezio moves to third. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sexton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-0, Indians. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a line drive beyond second. Spezio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, Indians. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Christensen strikes out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0-for-1 in the game. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bornegal is 0 for 1 in the game. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bornegal moves to second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Christensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Christensen hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bornegal scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 12-3, Indians. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 12-4, Indians. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stairs strikes out. Two outs. Ben Grebe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebe is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebe takes first base on ball 4. Christensen moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Oquist now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Justice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-4, Indians. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sprague is 0 for 2 in the game. Sprague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Sprague reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Rafael Bornegal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bornegal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Sprague scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 14-5, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Giambi hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Henderson scores. Christensen moves to third. It's 14-6, Indians. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vizquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a pop-up towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sexton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. There goes Vizquel trying to get to home. Christensen throws the ball into McFarlane, who tags Vizquel, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lofton moves to second. It's 15-6, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grieve strikes out. 1 out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sprague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Sprague attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for David Justice. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Whiten now playing right field. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Diaz interferes with McFarlane, who is awarded first base. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bornegal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bornegal hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bip Roberts pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts now playing left field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sexson hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive beyond second. Spezio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Christensen strikes out. Diaz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Christensen out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stairs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grieve hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Stairs moves to third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spezio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Spezio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.